Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
The Dublin to New York portal was back up and running. Apparently it's been shut down again, okay? The live stream, if you haven't heard of the portal, like, where have you been? Because it's just all over the news today. This art installation which connects Dublin and New York. And it's not the first ever. I think there was a London, New York one at one time. There was a one in Poland and Lithuania at one time. And like, they all handled it like mature adults, okay? But no, we cannot handle a portal because we can't, you know, have TV screens. You see it on the news all the time. Like when there's a reporter out on a street in Dublin with a microphone, there is always some idiot goes up behind and like shouts something or flashes, or it's just, there's always something bonkers going on. We can't be trusted. And the proof is in the pudding with this portal. They've had to shut it down. This is my favourite headline. Bare breasts and 9/11 taunts. Why the Dublin-New York portal was taken offline. In our defence, the bare breasts were at the New York end, right? She's an OnlyFans. We talked about OnlyFans last night, actually, if you remember. She was an OnlyFans model, so they weren't the worst breasts you've ever seen in your entire life. But the 9/11 taunts, I think that was a bit grim. Like, come on now, we're better than that. There was someone else, apparently, grinding up against it and had to be taken away by the guards. If, like, there's been so many, so if you wouldn't mind texting me in, we are going to speaking to a journalist in a few moments. Jane is just getting her on the line from the States, by the way, so that's very exciting to be speaking to someone international tonight. Do text me in 087-188-0008. Did you go and see the portal? Were you allowed to see it? Do you think maybe, and I'm not suggesting for a moment that this was a bad idea of where it was, but do you think maybe we perhaps got the portal in the wrong place, that maybe we should have thought about it a bit more about where we might have put the portal? So obviously I'm in Dublin tonight, but you're also listening in Galway, Limerick and Cork as well. So if you have any ideas on where possibly we should have put the portal, might have been a better idea, please do let me know where you think it would have been better placed. 087-188-0008. Like, it is a bit embarrassing that they had to cut off the stream. And I know not everyone in New York was well behaved either, but it is kind of, you know, it is kind of on us that it got shut down. So it's North Earl Street, I think. Yeah, just off O'Connell Street. I can't read out exactly what this text message says, but the general consensus from what I can see is that it wasn't the best idea. Someone else agrees. Location, location, location. So where do you think they should have put the portal then? Where do you think, like, there's so many gorgeous places in Ireland and like fun places a bit out there. Like, there's so many reasons why tourism is huge here and so many incredible places off the beaten track. Like, maybe your local town or village like has a really nice spot. They could have put the portal there. Like, there's a funny fella lives down the road from you. They could have got him up there for an hour or two. Would that have been a better idea? Because I think if we don't fix this quickly, we'll never be allowed like a portal again. So apparently it was back up and running a little earlier on today. It's since been shut down again. So let me know what your thoughts are on the portal and whether or not we should be allowed to have it back up and running. 087-188-0008. I'm joined now by Kelby Vera, who's a senior reporter at the Huffington Post. She writes about the nexus between entertainment, politics, technology and internet culture. Kelby, you're very, very welcome to Nighttime Talk tonight on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Thanks so much for coming on.
I'm so happy to be here.
Kelby, I mentioned there that this portal between Dublin and New York, it's not the first of its kind. There has been others and they've been relatively successful, I believe.
You know, this one seems to be a little spicier than the ones before. Like you said, there was one in connecting Lithuania to Poland. And I think the locations of those maybe made them a little more mellow. Two of them were situated within churches. But out in the public, we had a different story.
Okay, within churches. Like, do you know what? I think there's lots of people that wouldn't agree with that. But yeah, I love how polite you are and that you said it was just a little bit spicier. Here on North Earl Street in Dublin. I think initially it seemed to be going really well. I was first aware of it because I saw someone on Instagram in New York putting up a video like an Irish person waving at people in Dublin, and it looked so cool because there's obviously so many links between Dublin and New York. So initially it seemed to all be going very well, Kelby.
From what I understand, it was going pretty smoothly, and you know, officials on both sides say that the people who were badly behaved were a very, very small minority, but it's another case of a few people ruining it for everyone. And as you said, an hour ago, the portal in Dublin was turned off, and they're working on adjustments to make this a more appropriate event, but they still haven't come to a solution.
How does it work, Kelby? Is it live all the time when it is turned on?
It is. It is a 24/7 live feed. So that's also a lot of content to moderate if someone was trying to keep out for the naughty bits. And because of that, you know, you're getting people going in their morning commute. You're getting people after the pub and or after a bar visit. And so it's really a diverse, I mean, it reflects the diversity of both cities and just of life in general.
I'm sorry now, I probably should know this, but what is the time difference between Dublin and New York?
Between Dublin and New York. So I'm in Los Angeles. I believe it is 5 hours between you.
Okay. Dublin is 5 hours ahead of New York, and then you're another, how many hours behind New York are you?
Another three.
Okay. So, sorry, I'm really mortified now that you're in LA and you're writing about this. So this has gone everywhere.
Everywhere. Oh. It's even made it out to the West Coast. And it's really a testament to social media. Like you're saying, you saw it on Instagram. There's obviously a ton of memes coming from it as well. But as soon as people started catching wind of some of the debauchery, it kind of caught on like a wildfire.
And you know what? Look, there's always going to be people who kind of push the boundaries a bit, have a bit of fun with it, and that's okay. But I suppose what's not okay is, like I mentioned, the 9/11 taunts. I thought that was just grim. There was a few other symbols and things shown up. What has the reaction been like that to that stateside?
You know, again, people are really trying to make a point that this is a small minority of people interacting with the piece, but shocking stuff is often what people gravitate towards. I think a lot of people, especially New Yorkers, they have thick skin, so they're not clutching their pearls or anything, but it can be triggering, especially at such a devastating event for the city of New York. Obviously, we don't want to make fun of that or poke light at that.
Absolutely not, no. And like, look, like there was a proposal like that, and I can't believe how well that was executed. Do you know a bit about the backstory to that?
You know, I'm not sure about the proposal. I do know that it is a piece from an artist. Portals.org is the sponsor, and they have a really utopian view of what they wanted the piece to be, something that would bridge a united planet. But we got all sides of people with the displays we saw on both sides of the portal.
Portals.org. And I wonder, Kelby, is it recorded? Like, is there someone like watching back the footage being like, oh, here we go?
It's unclear, but at this time, there doesn't appear to be anybody monitoring it. Now, with the changes that Dublin City Council said that they wanted to make, there could be some more intervention, but they didn't really share details on how they're going to adjust the feed or what technology they may use in order to censor or, you know, clean things up a bit.
I have two suggestions, right? The first most like practical one, I think, is that I presume you had Big Brother in the United States. Like, it was such a huge phenomenon in Ireland and the UK, Big Brother on Channel 4. Like, just do it like they did Big Brother, like maybe have a slight delay on it so that there is someone in an editing suite that can kind of block out any content. Like, you know, here in radio, like we've got a dump button. So like you can kind of like delete as you go if you need to, and it sets things back. Surely there's someone in a very swanky editing suite that can do that with the portal feed.
I mean, it feels like an easy technological fix and probably is something that the Dublin City Council is looking into to remedy some of the less appropriate things we're seeing.
In terms of it being in New York, Are the Americans happy with where it was placed in New York? Like, is it, it, I don't know New York, but is it in a fairly like central part of the city where there's a lot of footfall?
It is in the Flatiron District, which is a really well-trafficked area. And again, lots of different people going in to do business and work, some tourists and visitors, good food to eat in that area. So you've got a really diverse mix of people walking past it. I also note some people were seeking it out. Some people were trying to avoid it after hearing what was going down. So big mix again.
And do you think Americans are happy with kind of where it was placed in Ireland? Because like, look, I think, to be fair, Dublin's great, but there's lots of other amazing places in Ireland. Would Americans have preferred to see another part of the country?
You know, I think connecting to urban spaces was a really big goal of this, but there's so much beauty in Ireland. I think showing off some of those things would have been really, really important and valuable to some Americans. So, but as you said earlier, there's so many amazing places, it would be hard to choose.
Have you ever been over here, Kelby?
I've not.
You've got to come and see us. I promise, like, people won't be flashing you and, like, behaving the way they were in the port. Like, we're really nice.
That's so funny. No, as you said, there's, it's location, 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 right?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, it has been kind of an interesting couple of days with the Portland Place. Now, I've been asking our listeners to get in touch and tell me where you think, you know, the portal should be. So if you haven't, do text in and let me know, 087-188-0008. Now, I did mention, Kelby, that the Americans are not getting away with this. Like, you did have an OnlyFans model flashing her boobs in New York. So do you think the Irish or the Americans are just as badly behaved as the Irish when it comes to this portal? Are we just getting a bit more bad press?
I think you're getting examples on both sides, and especially, you know, it's a push and pull. Once someone sees something, they're going to react, of course, right? What I'm seeing on both sides is also people have thick skin and are willing to really brush things off and realize that people want to shock and it doesn't need to be taken super to heart.
That's it. And like I was saying earlier on as well, like you always see it on the news. Like there's always some Egypt walking behind the camera waving or being like, all right, ma. Like something like, it's just silly. Like we can't resist. Like we just have to do it. And then you feel like such a dope afterwards. Like I think there is people that are going to regret what they did on the portal. And as you said, like there's been memes made now. It's going to come back and haunt them. Kelby, it's been brilliant having you on Nighttime Talk. Thank you so much for taking the call all the way in LA. I really appreciate it. Kelby Vera is a senior reporter at the Huffington Post. Thank you so much for your time and do come and see us someday.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.